Iraqi weather forecast for today. We're going to be cloudy, windy at times, with the rain diminishing to maybe just a few afternoon showers. High today around 54 degrees. Temperature-wise in southeast Wisconsin, we are in the 50s. Enjoy it while we have it. Kenosha, 55. It's 57 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 53. 53 in Racine. By about Thursday, we're talking the mid-30s in terms of high temperatures. News over the weekend about Mount Pleasant police handling three burglary home invasions and a vehicle entry, all in the same general area, prompting a reminder about home and personal security as this holiday season ramps into high gear. All three of the residences were occupied during the break-ins, which were in the early morning hours, in the 5600 and 5800 blocks of Taylor Avenue and the 4000 block of Royal Oaks Road. The vehicle entry was in the 6000 block of Brown Road. All law enforcement agencies will remind you to lock your doors on vehicles outside of your home and don't leave items of value in plain sight in those vehicles. And when you are home, even lock the doors and windows, especially at night, of course, to prevent what are called crimes of opportunity. A metal detector and security screening process implemented in the past year at the Racine County Courthouse, just like over at the Law Enforcement Center across the street. But additional security-related changes are still going to be considered at both facilities. At a recent meeting of the Racine County Government Services Committee, Judge John Jude, who chaired the courthouse security panel, said that the transition of upgraded security actually went pretty well this year.
From our standpoint, we view the dynamic that goes on in the courtroom every day, and there are that potential that something could happen is always present. So I think from our standpoint, We feel that this was a big step forward in terms of security.
Judge Jude noting closed circuit monitoring will add to the overall plan for securing both of those facilities. Reconfiguration and rebuilding the Law Center's South Courtroom is also high on the priority list.
There's a long, narrow hallway that connects the office to the courtroom, and there's a convergence of jurors, witnesses, defendants, defendants' families. Everybody converges in that hallway. So we do what we can to try to separate and to stagger releases from the courtroom, but it's a potential flashpoint.
Away from downtown, Judge Jude mentioned security needs outside of the Child Support Court and the Cornwolf Center on Taylor Avenue based on an uptick in related problems. The committee also told of the continuing need to protect jurors and witnesses, Judge Jude saying that if the money was available, a parking ramp ought to be built next to the courthouse. Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office says a 28-year-old man died last night from injuries suffered in a car that crashed into a traffic signal. The driver hospitalized with serious injuries. It was the passenger who was pronounced dead at the scene. Police indicate alcohol, the weather, and speed were all factors in that crash. Meanwhile, a Milwaukee County Sheriff's deputy was hurt in the crash that occurred on the Mitchell Interchange Sunday. This deputy was using his squad to block another officer who was helping a disabled motorist. That's when a flatbed truck hit his vehicle. The other squad also hit the impact, pushing it into the citizen vehicle. The deputy's injuries, not life-threatening, however. If the vehicle registration sticker was stolen off your license plate, would you notice? What about the plate itself? Wisconsin Division of Motor Vehicles, Sean Peterson, says it's good once in a while to just make sure you still have both of those. But if that nightmare should arise, you need to be legal to be out there driving, so do it. Be advised, you got to take care of that.
Well, the first thing we want you to do is contact your local law enforcement and report the theft. The second thing you're going to want to do is, as quickly as possible, get those plates replaced. The fastest, easiest option to go about that is to get onto the official DMV website, and that will allow you to print off a temporary plate and order new plates that will come in the mail.
Peterson says that you can also make the annual vehicle registration process as simple as possible by just signing up for the DMV's e-notify service. That'll send you a text or an email when your registration is coming due. And this almost sounds like a story good for the Burlington Liars Club, if it weren't apparently true. A snake is blamed for a power outage affecting some 2,500 We Energies customers in Mequon and Thiensville Sunday. The snake got onto a power line, shorting out the equipment, according to the utility's Brian Manthe. Says it's likely the reptile was dropped by a bird that was flying over the wire. Power restored within an hour after it went out. A resolution to be part of a study on Racine Unified and rezoning for a controversial project highlight the agenda for tonight's 6:30 meeting of the Mount Pleasant Village Board. No money was placed specifically in the 2016 budget for a study on the pros and cons of maybe a separate school district from Racine Unified, as opposed to what officials did in both Sturtevant and Caledonia. The needed $15,000 as Mount Pleasant's share of that study would also have to be sought from within the budget as approved. As for the project in question, that's the Wilkham Brothers and their proposal for the southeast corner of Green Bay Road and Spring Street. Amending the land use plan and rezoning are the agenda items tonight. The all-important conditional use on that project is another matter yet to come. There is also, by the way, on the agenda a closed session of the Mount Pleasant Board on a proposal for a command staff wage study. Today is the last day to be part of an online survey about the University of Wisconsin system and its strategic planning process. The survey was designed to gauge public opinion on common ideas identified in more than a dozen listening sessions held around the state, including at UW Parkside. To be a part of the study about the UW system, you go online to wisconsin.edu/strategic-planning. City of Racine Health Department Lab Director Julie Kinzelman's expertise on water quality plays into other communities also trying to clean up their waterfronts. That is why the Illinois Department of Natural Resources Office of Coastal Zone Management is offering $5,000 worth of compensation.
Specifically for Dr. Kinzelman to interact with these two jurisdictions to talk about and have exploration about their E. coli contamination within their swimming water areas. So they've got a lot of gulls, so we think gulls might be a primary issue, but they also have some issues with parking lots and such. But again, this will pay for time and services.
That's City Health Administrator Donnie K. Bowersox to the Finance Committee recently, saying Dr. Kinzelman is in high demand in Illinois as well as other parts of Wisconsin, Kenosha, and Milwaukee among the closer locations. And you need to know just how late you can email your, or just mail in the through the Postal Service, Christmas cards or other things to Aunt Esther. Deadlines for shipping packages and time for Christmas delivery to addresses around the country, well, they're coming up, according to Sean Hartigan, who's with the Postal Service.
If you're mailing something out using standard post, this is like just your regular parcel, not necessarily, not too urgent, but you wanted to get it there on time for the holidays, we recommend December 15th is the last time you want to use standard post. For first-class mail, this could be single-piece envelopes, small packages weighing up to 13 ounces. That would be December 19th you'd want to use that service by. For priority mail, that's for domestic service in the country. And this is flat-rate packages or regular packages with priority mail service. We would say December 21st to use that service.
And, of course, you can always find out more online at USPS.com. You can also find out about WRJN newscasts online. They are at WRJN.com. Whenever you want them, look in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.